Welcome, Eastern Sierra. I'm Jesse Steele, and this is Eastern Sierra Now for Wednesday, August 12th. Today is National Vinyl Record Day, which means today we honor the only music format brave enough to make you get up, cross the room, and flip it over halfway through. Close runner-up is like the 8-track. You gotta switch tapes all the time. All you kids listening to this are like, what the hell is this guy talking about? Today's broadcast is brought to you by Inyo Council for the Arts and the Mill Pond Music Festival. So, coming up, Mono County is cleaning up what most visitors never see at Upper Twin Lakes, and Inyo County is launching a new program to help protect property owners from fraud. Here's what's happening around the Eastern Sierra. Upper Twin Lakes is one of those places that looks clean from the surface, but the real story is under the water. Mono County and nonprofit Clean Up the Lake have launched the Upper Twin Lakes Cleanup Project near Bridgeport. The project focuses on removing submerged debris while also collecting data on aquatic invasive species and harmful algal blooms. Clean Up the Lake says earlier pilot work found hidden underwater debris in the Twin Lakes system, showing a need for continued cleanup and monitoring. The goal is to protect water quality, habitat recreation, and the long-term health of one of Mono County's most treasured lake systems. Community members can learn more at cleanupthelake.org. Property fraud can start with a piece of paper most homeowners never see. Inyo County is preparing to launch a new recorder notification program to help change that. The program will notify property owners by mail within 30 days when certain documents are recorded against their property, including deeds, quitclaim deeds, mortgages, or deeds of trust. The goal is to give homeowners an early warning if someone tries to make an unauthorized or fraudulent real estate transfer. The program is required under California Senate Bill 255 and continues must-have notification systems in place by January 1st, 2027. Inyo County plans to run the program in-house using existing staff and internal software. For more information, contact the Clerk Recorder's Office, 760-878-0224. Today's Eastern Sierra Now News is brought to you by Inyo Council for the Arts and the Mill Pond Music Festival. Look, here's the thing about Mill Pond. It's not just a music festival. It is a music, camping, dancing, friends you expected to see, friends you somehow only see once a year, kids running around, sunset over the trees, and that very Eastern Sierra feeling of, yeah, this is why we live here. The 34th annual Mill Pond Music Festival returns September 18th through the 20th at Mill Pond Recreation Area just outside of Bishop. Inyo Council for the Arts has been supporting arts, culture, students, artists, and community events in Inyo County since 1983. Inyo Council for the Arts and the Mill Pond Music Festival, keeping music, art, and community alive in the Eastern Sierra. Most people go to the Destruction Derby to watch. Bishop Fire is giving one person the chance to drive. For $10 per ticket, one winner will get the opportunity to drive the 250th anniversary car in the Bishop Fire 2026 Destruction Derby. Of course, the 250th means of America, not of the Destruction Derby. Cars haven't been around that long. Tickets are available at Bishop Fire Station No. 1, Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. The winner will be drawn September 5th at 7 p.m. and the winner drives September 6th at 6 p.m. That's awesome. Eastside Student Center opens Thursday for the 26-27 school year. The center serves students in grades 7 through 12. Its permanent home is now 205 North Fowler Street in the Education Building behind the stained glass building at the United Methodist Center. The drop-in program is open weekdays after school until 6 p.m. with food, games, art, and more. Supper will be provided Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. Students must have a waiver completed online before participating. More information is available at eastsidestudentcenter.org. Registration is open for the Bishop Adult Soccer League. Fees are due August 20th, and play begins August 28th. For more information, contact Dan McElroy at 760-873-5863, extension 135. Quick reminder, the Eastern Sierra Now app, it's built for the stories you need and the stories you did not know you needed. Missing persons alerts, local events, public notices, weather, interviews, videos, community updates, and yes, the occasional story about getting behind the wheel of a demolition derby car. Instead of hunting through Facebook, county websites, and screenshots and a group text, download the Eastern Sierra Now app. Search Eastern Sierra Now in the App Store and keep the Eastern Sierra right there in your pocket. Your Eastern Sierra Now community calendar is brought to you by Copper Top Barbecue in Big Pine. You know a place is good when the advertisement starts before you even park. The smoke in the air is what I'm talking about, that grill smell, the moment where your original dinner plan immediately loses the argument. Copper Top Barbecue is tri-tip, ribs, pulled pork, sides, and the kind of smell that makes people pull off Highway 395 with no further questions. Copper Top Barbecue, follow your nose to Big Pine. Here's what's coming up. Minaret Cinema's Kids Summer Series continues today and Thursday at 11 a.m. with Despicable Me 4. Tickets are $2.50 at the door. King Lear continues at Eagle Lodge in Mammoth Lakes through August 16th. The Blue Heron Project has farm stand hours Friday from 4 to 7 p.m. and Saturday and Sunday from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. The Mammoth Wednesday Market is today from 4 to 7 p.m. at Bar Sierra at Outbound Mammoth. Old Mammoth Art Walk continues Thursday from 3 to 6 p.m. The final Sierra Summer Night of the season is Thursday from 4 to 8 p.m. at Mammoth Creek Park. Farm-to-Table Market returns Thursdays from 4 to 7 p.m. at Bishop United Methodist Church. Mammoth Wine Weekend begins Thursday with wine pairing dinners and continues through Saturday's Wine Walk in the Village. Sierra Forever is offering free nature walks around Horseshoe Lake every Saturday in August from 10 a.m. to noon. Annual Council for the Arts hosts its free Investing in Artists session Saturday from 10 a.m. to noon, covering budget and estate planning for artists. And the U.S. Air Force Band of the Golden West will present a free concert Sunday at 7 p.m. at the Bishop City Park. Now, here's your Eastern Sierra weather outlook. Today's forecast finally has a plot twist. In Bishop and the Owens Valley, expect a high near only 89, with showers and thunderstorms likely, especially before mid-afternoon and again later in the day. Tonight drops to around 55, with another chance of showers and storms. Thursday stays unsettled with a high near 86 and showers likely again. By Friday, the sun comes back with a high near 88. In Mammoth Lakes today, it'll be cooler with a high near 71 and showers likely after 2 p.m. Thursday is even cooler, around 68, with another chance of showers and thunderstorm. Friday looks sunny with a high near 69. So the weather summary is the Owens Valley gets a break from the oven. Mammoth gets actual jacket-adjacent weather, and everyone should keep an eye on the sky. If you hear thunder, get off the ridges, away from open water, and out from under isolated trees. That's your Eastern Sierra Now News for Wednesday, August 12th. Thank you to Inyo Council for the Arts and the Mill Pond Music Festival for sponsoring today's newscast, and to Copper Top Barbecue for supporting the community calendar. For more local news, emergency information, interviews, weather, events, and community stories, visit EasternSierraNow.com, download the Eastern Sierra Now mobile app, and follow us on social media and subscribe to our YouTube channel. I'm Jesse Steele with Eastern Sierra Now. Have a great Wednesday, enjoy National Vinyl Record Day, and remember, sometimes the old stuff still works best, unless we're talking about your emergency information or my knees. Just go ahead and download the Eastern Sierra Now mobile app. That'll pretty much handle everything for you.